Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Temperatures across Israel are mild tonight. In Jerusalem, the evening is clear with a light breeze. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm night under a starlit sky. Over in Haifa, conditions are calm and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF killed a Hamas terror cell commander in the Gaza Strip. Also, the Times of Israel informs us that earlier today, two IDF soldiers were killed in southern Lebanon during ongoing clashes with Hezbollah. Also this hour, according to JNS, Israeli commandos reportedly operated in Azerbaijan conducting covert operations against Iran. Separately, Forward notes that previously Hezbollah rejected a U.S. MIS-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that the IDF says a soldier was filmed assaulting Palestinians during clashes in Huwara. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT6113, a prominent intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that U.S. forces shot down two Iranian drones earlier today, protecting international traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. Barak Ravid, a journalist, posted earlier today about recent violence in Hebron, highlighting the tragic death of a Palestinian infant. First Squawk, a financial news account, echoed earlier reports on the Iranian drone incident, emphasizing U.S. readiness to counter further threats. Let's go deeper. Starting with Gaza, the IDF announced they have eliminated Muhannad Othman Yassin Farwana, a Hamas commander linked to planned attacks on Israeli civilians. This strike aims to thwart further threats to the region, according to the Jerusalem Post. Turning to Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports the deaths of two IDF soldiers amid heightened tensions with Hezbollah. The soldiers, part of an elite unit, were victims of drone and gunfire attacks. This incident underscores the volatility of the northern border. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Israeli operations in Azerbaijan aimed at Iran. These covert missions indicate a broader strategy to counter Iranian influence and activities in the region. This development could impact regional dynamics significantly. Separately, Forward reports that Hezbollah's rejection of a ceasefire deal indicates ongoing resistance to diplomatic resolutions. This rejection keeps the potential for further conflict high. Finally, the incident captured in Huwara, as reported by I-24 News, raises concerns about military conduct and its implications for Israeli-Palestinian relations. On the economic front, first, Kitek reports that Israeli AI cooling startup Zutacor secured $10 million in a Series C funding round with backing from Samsung and Mitsubishi Electric. This investment highlights growing confidence in Israel's tech innovations. Separately, Walla Business notes that since October 7th, over 20,000 IDF war-injured individuals are seeking employment. The state and various organizations are expanding support for their reintegration into society. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Jewish fintech entrepreneur Joseph Sandberg received a 14-year prison sentence for defrauding celebrities and an NBA team, totaling $248 million. This case marks a significant legal precedent in financial fraud. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.